Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Good evening once again. Brother Bulla here, bringing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to you this evening. I want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters that are tuning in tonight, wherever you may be. Thank you so much. And for those of you that are just getting home from fighting the traffic to the west side, thank you for tuning in. You know, we want to give a shout out to our sisters last night out in the Women's Windward facility, all 35 of you. What a wonderful time we had with Pastor Scott with some live praise and worship. Sister Marion, Lynette, and myself, we were so blessed for all of you that turned out there. And just to let you know that on the second and fourth Thursdays, we will be doing two services. A lot of excitement out there with a concert coming up very shortly. Hopefully, Pastor Scott was able to get out to Halava today for our chapel this afternoon, and the brothers were able to share the word and share their heart with Pastor Scott as he was there. Tomorrow will be OCCC. We're bringing the team back in. Bring the word of the Lord to those that are at OCCC. We hope to see everyone there in the modules that are available for us to get into tomorrow. Hopefully, we've been able to get into many of the modules, 3, 4, 18, 8, and even Annex 1 at night. Hopefully, we'll be able to have access to the facility tomorrow and Sunday, none other than the FDC facility. Hope to see our brothers there. You know, tonight's a special night for those of you that are not behind the walls. By this time, though, when you've heard the program, the concert Planet Shakers will already have concluded at First Assembly of God Red Hill. Planet Shakers is a very vibrant, a very young, a very energetic, very spirit-filled group coming all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Came up here for a praise and worship concert up at Red Hill, and I believe the Holy Spirit was able to move up at that concert tonight. So nice to hear those that are performing in the world but living by the word today. And Planet Shakers brings a lot of energy and a lot of excitement wherever they go. La Maca, I know you think that we forgot about you, but we didn't. We didn't forget about La Maca. What's going on with you guys over there? Hope all is well. I want to give a shout out to our brothers up in Waiava also. Free Inside Prison Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God with every person, along with words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities here on the island of Oahu. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." Our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. And our Facebook page, for those of you surfing the social media wave, the Facebook page is the same, Free Inside Ministry. And we do have an email account, and that is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. For those of you trying to reach me, it would be 808-222-2822. Dial the right number or you might end up calling the cab. I want to give a shout out to Honolulu Ford and Mark Benson and all of his crew out there. Thank you for the wonderful support for this program as it reaches the thousands that are tuning in Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here on 99.5 The Word. Give a shout out to, I know some people that have been listening so faithfully. I want to give a shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Gabriel Reyes. And all the way from Whitmore Village, we have
Misha.
There goes my right ear. I lost the other one on Tuesday. Anyway, Misha and kids, I love you guys out there. Hey, I want to say a shout out to brother Abe and his son Mark. Thanks for listening in, guys. And all those that are tuning in. Hey, I think Maui is in the house. Maui no Kauai. Who would you know in Maui?
Hi, Cousin Shandy.
That's right. Got a lot of other
and
people.
And Janelle.
And Janelle and Ms. Hopi from Christ the Fourth. Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, for all of those of you that have loved ones that are in prison right now, they all would like to tell you, "How's it? We love you. We miss you." Can't go down the list of names because I would be violating policy and procedures, but know that they miss each and every one of you. So tonight, you know, we have a lot of interesting things. It's Friday. It's the end of a long week. And like our sister Dawn of A New Day, O'Brien, on 95.5, our sister station, says, "Thank God Almighty It's Friday. Thank God Almighty, it's Friday. And, you know, sometimes people would always see that those letters, TGIF, and they said, oh, that's the restaurant. And other people would say, oh, thank goodness it's Friday. And someone once told me that TGIF means today God is first. I really like that one. Today God is first. But, you know, today something that we wanted to share there was on both Lynn and my heart. You know, we see it a lot. It's just like, you know, it's funny. There's this new thing in Waikiki, and it's like six people sit in a circle on a machine, and they all pedal this one bicycle. But you're sitting on a seat, and you're holding on. One guy's going to steer, but the other five people, you all have to pedal facing each other, and you go down the street. It's really a wonderful invention, but it's just like anything else. You got to kind of be in unison. You know, it's kind of like when you paddle the canoe. You know, that's why you have a steersman. For those of you that ever paddled canoe, everybody just kind of go and buckle loose and make their own thing happen. Because if they do that, either you're going to hula the boat or you're going to go around in circles. So that's why you have a steersman in the back of the boat who calls the count. Now, if you're in regular racing, skull racing, then what you would have would be a coxman in the front calling the count. But very important to be in unity on your stroke. Amen? And so when you see the footage of, say, like the Molokai to Oahu race, they didn't just jump in the boat that morning. They didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, yeah, let's go Molokai. I like paddle back to Oahu because I have nothing better to do. Months and months and months of training in grueling conditions to get that timing down. But more important than the timing is the fact that they're in unity. They have to be in one spirit, one mind, and one accord. And Lynn, why don't you share about why is unity so important? Is this being the third year of Convoy of Hope? And we've learned so much over the years. Just share your heart on why you feel unity is important whenever you're doing something for the Lord.
Aloha, brothers and sisters. You know, God says that when there is unity, God will command a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what Convoy of Hope is all about, is that brothers and sisters coming together to share the love of Jesus. Amen. And we are really excited. You know, it's been a long week of planning for the Convoy of Hope. And we are so excited as the banners went up in Molokai.
Ooh, the banners just are like, up. It's official.
Oh,
the banners
just, are just up. Just a couple of, maybe an hour ago, our site coordinator.
Well, it's actually a few hours ago because we're recording this in the afternoon. Secrets be told.
Oh, yeah.
But where are those containers? Are they there yet?
Well, they are sitting in Honolulu at Young Brothers, all ready to go. They are going to be shipped on Sunday and will arrive first thing on Monday morning in Molokai in Kaunakakai.
Right at the harbor there. Two 20-foot containers. In those 20-foot containers, my brethren, are 22 and a half tons of food. Don't adjust your dial. I said 22 and a half tons of food. Not only is there groceries in there, we have how many pairs of shoes then?
For Molokai, we have 2,094 pairs of children's shoes.
And that's for children from the ages of 3 to 13. Now, I forget, what was the price on the shoes, Tim?
They are a whole whopping free.
That's right. Everything is free. Everything from the groceries to the entertainment to the kids zone with rides and games and prizes. Everything to the free haircuts from the Paul Mitchell Hair Salon stylist. Thank you so much for that crew going out there. Everything, including the free family portraits that we will have available for the families there, and the free children's shoes, and many other services and agencies and businesses and churches that will be there. But the one word you got to remember, it's free. Everything is free, including... Now, they have a very special lunch going over in Kaunakakai. What are they going to be eating there on Saturday, July 20th? Well, it's not really lunch. It's going to be like dinner time. It's going to be 5 o'clock. We're going to open those gates. What are they going to be eating for dinner down at Kaunakakai that day?
Beef stew. Ooh. With rice and macaroni salad.
And who said that airfare wasn't worth it going over island there for get some fresh beef stew? And you know how fresh is fresh in Molokai?
Fresh is fresh.
Because we had a slaughter date and a butcher date. So that bugger is more fresh than fresh. I just hope Lani Mu was all right and she's okay with that.
But Bula, you know, the only way to put together such a outreach like this with beef stew and just everything, you know, it takes unity. It takes unity.
Well, you know, that's one thing that you said earlier was that when there's unity, the Lord commands a blessing. Now, you have to think, why is unity so important? Because unity is important because it's of God. You know, division was created by the devil, by the enemy. Well, what are you talking about, Bula? Who was the what was the first thing that the enemy divided? Adam and Eve. Actually, he divided the thoughts of Eve to make her feel justified that eating the apple would be okay. He divided that relationship between Adam and Eve. So now we all live in sin, the original sin. So you see, that became as a part or a plan of the enemy. But you see, God is of unity. And in fact, you have some verses you were going to share about unity that I think is very important, not only in trying to do an outreach, but this is how we should live our lives. I mean, everybody does everything different. No but two people look the same unless you're twins. And even then, that'd be pretty scary in my book. But, you know, we all, just like snowflakes, they say no two snowflakes are the same.
That's right.
Now, I want to see the research on that statement, but I understand the principle behind. I mean, get an old guy with long hair and glasses over there catching snowflakes, measuring them. You know, and then the thing melts, so it's research.
Gone.
Yeah, it's empirical research held by the originator by himself. But, you know, that's just something that I'm joking about. But it's just like when you're at home, when everything is clicking in the house, and mama's happy, then everybody's happy. But, you know, if somebody get attitude or somebody a little bit sour, it's just like when six-cylinder engine running on three cylinders. You know, and it's just like, what's up with this? You know, then everybody start going south a little bit, you know. But when everybody's in, you know, for example, hard to go to Disneyland and not be happy, especially if you're from Hawaii, because we don't have Disneyland over here. So when the kids are small, you see the castle, you see everything, and you hear them go, it's magical. Yeah, it's magical. Nobody's scrapping in my family right now, that's why. That's unity, when everybody all happy. But, you know, you can have unity in the storm too, right, Lynn?
Oh, yes, yes. I'd like to share a scripture, very short, 1 Corinthians 1:10. And it says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. And I got to tell you, you know, the devil wants to divide, amen? You know,
amen.
With Convoy of Hope, the brethren has to be in unity for God to do his mighty work, Bula.
Amen. You know, in the Jesus book, because, you know, I always like to go to the west side because, you know, eating clam chowder on the east side of Honolulu with crackers is always nice. But sometimes we need some chili pepper water, we need some patis, and we need some shoyu to go with that baby. So in the Jesus book, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 10, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm talking for our boss, Jesus Christ, when I beg you guys for think the same way. No split up. We got to stick together. So you guys know how to think the same way and can figure out things the same way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes, you know, it's so easy not to be in unity because you might not agree with the other person or your idea might be better. But, you know, you got to realize that sometimes we just have to toe the line and do our Father's business. Because, you know, miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. We are going to see, I expect to see miracles in Kauna Kakai.
Amen.
Because it is man's readiness that is meeting God's willingness. Well, what are you talking about? God is so anxious to bless the people of Molokai. He is so anxious to shower down upon
yes.
them his love and his glory, his
Come
grace
on, Bula.
And his mercy. But you see, I don't think that island, I'm speaking collectively, including myself, that I don't think we have been ready. I don't think we have prepared ourselves. I don't think we have put ourselves in the right mind, the right spirit, and the right heart to receive those blessings and those miracles
Forgive
because
us,
of
Father.
The division. But you see,
Forgive
we have an opportunity.
Us.
We have a platform. We have an opportunity that the Lord has provided us the resources to come together as one. It's not about how you sing your praise and worship. It's not about how you read your verse out of the Bible. It's not if you have a G12, a cell group, a net group, a home group, or, you know, more even one group. It's not about that. It's about unity in the body of Christ. When we come together, when we come to one body, where everyone who is there believes that they have sinned, Jesus died on the cross for their sins, Jesus rose on the third day, and we confess our sins that Jesus being our Lord and Savior, we all on the same team. Now, we might not all look the same. We might not all talk the same. We might even eat different foods. But we all on the same 18. You see, because without God, and this is an example of all through our lives, without God, man cannot. But without man, God will not. God needs that willingness. God needs that willing spirit. God needs that submissive spirit. God needs to hear you say, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
You don't say, world, here I am. You say, Lord, here I am. He created everything on the living earth. He created every word and every language that has been spoken. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the author and the finisher. He is the beginning and the end. He is my bright and shining morning star. He's Jehovah Jireh. He supplies everything we have. Hallelujah. But you got to realize God is not going to bless a mess.
Yes.
We got to, and when I say mess, I'm not talking about your room. Not like little kid time. You get stuff thrown all over the floor. The mess is in our heart. Yes. The mess is in the division of the body of Christ. God didn't say about denominations or religions. He said, build my kingdom. We are kingdom builders. Not your kingdom, not my kingdom. We're here to build the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Which we are all citizens of. We are citizens of heaven, but we live in the United States. We live on Molokai. We live on Oahu.
Yes.
We live in Hawaii.
Yes.
But we are citizens of heaven. When you know where you belong, then you're going to know where you're going.
Yes.
Our problem is we identify with the world. Everything in the world is temporal. Everything in the world will decay. Everything in the world is going to fall away. That is not my statement. That's a reality. The only one thing that is eternal in our lives is our salvation.
Yes.
We had another verse that Lynn was going to share, I think, in the book of Ephesians.
Yes, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Amen. I got to tell you, you know, in this process of planning Convoy of Hope, you know, I am a sinner, and not all the time have I felt that I was in unity at as we go through planning. But, you know, just like it says here, make every effort to keep in unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You know, sometimes you just lose that unity, but you know what? God says, get back on that horse.
That's right.
Get back on that horse and just make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And that's saying, I'm sorry. That's saying we're one body, one church, amen, and that we put all differences aside for the one hope, our Lord, our Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, and I always talk about, in fact, I was speaking about this the other night with our sisters out in Kailua at the women's facility. I said, Christianity, that's really interesting. You know, someone explained to me, they said, Bula, Christianity is like all the Christians, they stay on bus. The bus, they're going over the poly. It's going huli. It's going to crash. We're going down, crashing towards the ground. But everybody inside is worried about what seat they have. Are you sitting in the front row? How come you're sitting behind the driver? I like to sit by the exit door. The bus is flying through the air, going to crash, and they're worried about what seat they're in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You see, a lot of times, my brothers and my sisters, we can do, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir because I can whine with the best whiner out there. Hello? How many of us can really whine?
Oh, yes.
Well, what's that show today? The Charlie Brown Show. Every time the adults talk, how did they always make it on the cartoon? Wah, wah, wah. I think that's how we sound when we start whining. God, he just tuned our channel out. Say, wake me up tomorrow. You guys losers down there. Hurry up. But anyway, something told me the other night. It said, don't whine, shine. Don't whine, shine. You see, my brothers and my sisters, I can't brag about my love for God because I fail him daily. I fail him all the time. But I can brag about his love for me because his love never fails me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You see, what happens is the chaos around you should never override the calm within you. The calm within you is in the power of Jesus Christ that is inherent within you, because you're created in the likeness of his image. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Amen?
Amen.
You see, as Christians, we are not asked to bring all to Jesus Christ. We are asked to bring Jesus Christ to all. Plant the seed and see if it grows. Don't bring them in. Take it to them. Take it where they're at. Take the word of God out of the church. Take it out of the four walls. Take it out of the building. Get out of those seats. Stop waiting for Sunday to come to you. Take Sunday out on every other day of the week that doesn't say Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
Church, we got to get active. We don't go to church. We are the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, because prison ministry isn't something we do. Prison ministry is who we are. It's just in our DNA. And Pastor Scott is a great testimony to that. You know, Jesus said, come as you are. He didn't say stay as you are. He said, come as you are. Come as you are. Come means that you have to make a moving forward action towards him. Amen?
Amen.
You know, it's just like passion is such an intense emotion, compelling one into action. You know, desire is great, though, because desire makes you want to do something. Yeah, I want to go talk to my neighbor about Jesus. Yeah, I want to go talk to the older lady down the street and help her with her groceries. Yeah, I want to give something to the church. Yeah, I want to donate to the homeless guy standing there on the corner. I want to do a lot of things. But, you know, a lot of wannas equals a lot of nadas. You know, we all want to do something. But passion, Lynn, you better remember that one.
Yeah, nadas.
A lot of wannas equals a lot of nadas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole nother bullism.
Nadas.
But passion is what compels you to do something when you don't want to do it. What are you talking about, Bula? The movie we all saw was not called the wannas of the Christ. It wasn't called the strength of the Christ. It wasn't called the mercy of the Christ. It wasn't called the power of the Christ. It wasn't called the guilt of the Christ. It wasn't called the misunderstanding of the Christ. It wasn't titled the mishandling of the Christ. It was called the passion of the Christ. But Bula, why is passion so important? Passion is important because passion compels you to do something when you don't want to do it.
It's the driving force.
Is what drives you. Passion is the fire within you. Even though you lock up and you're all tired, passion is what compels you to open up the Word of God. Passion is what makes you do what others think you shouldn't do because you're following the Word of our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You know, it's just like we always talk about, let your faith be bigger than your fear.
Yes.
Let your faith be bigger than your fear. You know, a lot of you, how many of us would like the power of Jesus Christ in us? Amen? Amen. How many of us would like the miracles of Jesus Christ in our lives? Amen? Amen. How many of us would like, I'm answering my own questions. I'm getting so jacked up with Jesus right now. How many of us would like just have the signs and wonders and have the love of Jesus in capture and just inhabit our lives and beings? Amen?
Amen.
All of us would. But you see, the problem is we're not plugged in. It's just like you get an awesome 52-inch TV, the Bose speakers, the mix board, everything, but you don't even pitch it on the TV. And when you go to the cord, the end of the cord where the plugs stay, it's right next to the outlet where the power is. Stay with me, my brothers and sisters. Hold on to this thought now. The most beautiful entertainment center you got has all the goodies and all the up-to-date latest tricks and gadgets, and the cord is not plugged in. But we got everything we need.
That's right.
But you don't have the power. You haven't plugged into the source to make everything work in the glory that you need it to work.
Yes, press
See,
in.
We got to press
plug
in.
Plug in.
We got to plug in, guys. So you can have everything around. Hey, you can have a great praise and worship. You can have all these things going in. But if you're not plugged into the Word of God, if you're not plugged into your Father's house, if you're not plugged into the heartbeat of God himself.
Nadas.
Nadas, right there. Automatic.
Nadas.
To my brother Shane and my brother Jay out there, bro. I got a new one for you, bro. A lot of wannas equals a lot of nadas.
Amen.
And I want to give a shout out to First Baptist, Waimanalo First Baptist Church. We got outreach going out there with Straight Up Ministries, Waimanalo. Brother Shane doing wonderful things out there.
Amen.
We're just blessed to be a part of that ministry, to be able to help them out there. Bless all our ohana out there, Waimanalo. Remember, three words, God loves you. Amen, God loves you. See, what I was just trying to share, though, is a lot of us have all of the tools. A lot of us have all the things that we need to be Christians. A lot of us have all of the accessories. But the one thing we don't have is the power of Jesus Christ. If you're living outside of God's purpose, you're living outside of God's power. You're living outside of God's power. I just want to thank everybody. You know, I wanted to go over that verse Lynn had gone over in Ephesians chapter 4. So that you guys get that something-something version. I went prison a guy because I stayed tight with the boss. And that's why I'm telling you guys this, eh? You know how I like you guys live. The boss will tell you guys to come be his guys. And that's how you guys got to live for real kind. Everything put the other guy first before you. Make nice kind to them. Hang in there with each other. No get hoo-hoo with each other. Because you guys get plenty love and aloha for each other. Go all out for stay tight with each other. Because God's spirit will make you guys stay tight already. Yes. And you guys going to stick together because you guys make good with each other. Only get one people. That's God's people. You know, and only one spirit. God will tell you guys to come be his guys. And now only get one thing you stay waiting for. Only get one boss. Only go one way for trust
That's
him.
Right.
People get baptized for sure. They stay tight with one guy. Only get one God. He the one father for everybody.
That's right.
He stay in charge of everybody. He stay use everybody for do what he like.
That's right.
And he stay by everybody. It's not by anybody. It's by everybody. It's not by somebody. It's by everybody. Hey, right there. If you like become everybody, go leave your body for be everybody. We got to hook up. We got to lock up. Arms locked up. Not holding hands. We got to lock in for the battle against the enemy. We got to hook those elbows inside each other so nothing going to come between us. Nothing the enemy throw at us because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. But you see, we got to put everything aside. We got to put all the disagreements aside. I don't care if they cook huli huli chicken different than you. It's still huli huli chicken. Either way, you guys going to eat. You should be blessed and gracious that you have a meal in front of you.
Yes.
We got to put what man puts in front of us to replace it with God has inside of us. Amen?
Amen.
We got to put the Lord's heart first because we are him. We are the likeness of his image. Amen?
Amen.
You know, so many of us, we want to live. I mean, there's so many brothers and sisters. I say, man, you want to live glory to glory, glory to glory? They go, oh, hallelujah, that's me. I said, no, brother, sister, you're living sorry to sorry because every time you open up your mouth, oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Brothers and sisters, if you're going to live glory to glory, live in the faith of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Live in the path that he has ordained before every step in your feet. Don't ask, say, God bless my plan. Say, God plan my blessings.
Yes.
Walk in accordance to the word of the Lord. Walk in accordance with the Holy Spirit. Be spirit-filled and spirit-led. If the guy in the pulpit is pushing himself more than Jesus Christ, run from that church. Run
That's
away.
Right.
Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about God. It's not about any messenger. It's about the message. And the message is that we were put here to save the lost. And if you're not a disciple, you're an imposter for the Christian kingdom. You're an imposter for the kingdom of heaven. We either need to be in the process of discipling others or we need to be being discipled ourselves. Either way, we got to disciple. And disciple is the root word to discipline. Let's discipline ourselves and follow the word of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, my brothers and my sisters, I know it's Friday. And we're going to be back here next Monday. Get some rest this weekend. Get tight with Jesus. Call up your father. Say, Abba, Father, love you, miss you, need you. Got some things going on. Need some help. Free Inside Ministry, we love you. God bless you. Get some rest. Ike akua kahoonania. To God be the glory. Keep it right, keep it tight, and stay in the light. Be the salt of the world. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.